I've got questions. I know you have questions about the real ID from the Department of Motor Vehicles on the KSRO live line from the Office of Public Affairs at the DMV. Jaime Garza. Good morning, Jaime.
Pat, thank you for having me on this morning.
I'm thrilled that you're here. I couldn't be happier to talk to anybody from the DMV about this. There seems to be so much confusion about the real ID. First of all, can you tell me what it is and why it's important?
Absolutely. The Federal ID Act was passed by the federal government soon after 9/11. You guys remember the tragedy of 9/11. There was a 9/11 commission, and there was a recommendation made that driver licenses or identification cards across the state should meet some minimum standards in terms of how they are issued. And that is how Real ID came about. We want people to understand this. We are offering the optional Real ID driver license or identification card, which will be acceptable by the federal government beginning in October 2020. So in other words, we here at the DMV are offering two types of driver licenses and identification cards.
Okay.
One is the federal compliant Real ID driver license or identification card. It's marked with a bear and a star on it, and you're required to come into a DMV office and bring specific documentation that is required by the federal government. Or you can have the non-federal compliant driver license, which will state federal limits apply on your driver license. Both of these allow you to do everything, drive, things like that. The only difference is that if you want to continue to use your driver license or identification card to board domestic flights, enter secure federal facilities and military bases beginning October 2020.
Right.
Then you'll want to consider applying for a Real ID driver license or identification card. So we want to make sure that people know Real ID isn't an ID, it's not the ID card, it's the driver license or identification card that we issue.
Why would there be an option of these two, I'm wondering?
Well, because you don't need a Real ID driver license or identification card to board domestic flights. You can use a U.S. passport,
right,
a passport card, or any other federally compliant card to do so. This is really out of convenience, Pat. If you want to continue just to use your driver license or your ID card to go through TSA security at your airport, then you'll have this particular card. Otherwise, you'll need to bring a passport or something else the federal government will accept.
Okay. And now, is there any difference in a cost factor for either of these two types of ID?
There is no difference in cost. They're both the same price, and you come in and you decide which one you want. What we want to remind folks, though, and we've had this issue, is if you plan to renew by mail or online, you will get the non-federally compliant driver license.
Yeah, you got to come in for the real ID.
You must come into a DMV office. And we ask that you plan ahead. Here's what we're asking the public to do. If your driver license is up for renewal between now and October 2020,
mm-hmm,
wait a few months before it's up for renewal and come on in and do give us your application. If yours is after 2020 and you don't want to wait because it's after 2020 or use a passport, then we encourage you to start applying now and come on in so that you don't wait till the last minute, because October 2020 really is around the corner, and before you know it, it'll be here.
Oh, yeah. I think many of us, Jaime, do not want to wait until the last moment, even if my driver's license expires in December of 2020. But I don't want to wait till, I want to make sure that is taken care of. One of the big question marks for many people has been the type of identification required,
mm-hmm,
during that DMV visit. What
right.
do we need to bring?
Well, you need to bring three different things. You need to bring a proof of identity, so something that tells us you are who you are. It could be everything from a valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card, your birth certificate, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prove that you have a Social Security number, which can be the Social Security card, a W-2 form that has your complete Social Security number on it. And beginning in April, you're going to need to provide us with two proofs of California address. In this particular case, you can bring a photocopy. We will not accept electronics, so don't bring your cell phone in and show it to us because we have to scan your documents when you come to the DMV office. That's a federal requirement that we need to do that. And proof of
can that be like a bill, you know, a utility bill or something?
It could be your vehicle registration. Mm-hmm. It's already in your car, your cell phone, your mortgage payment, those kinds of things. But remember, Pat, that it has to have your address and all of the documents need to have the same name. So if your birth certificate is different than your current name, you got married, for example, you need to bring in your marriage certificate to show us why your name changed. If you were married several times and divorced several times, you need to bring us all of those documents if that initial document is different. So if you have a U.S. passport with your current name, that's probably the most easiest way for you.
Yes, probably so. So even with if you have a passport, you still need to bring in something with your Social Security number on it.
That's correct.
And two proofs of address, correct?
Correct. It's very simple. And what we've done, Pat, is we've made a one-stop website for the public. If you go to realid.dmv.ca.gov, there's a checklist. It provides all of the documents for each one of these requirements. You click on the one you have at home, you print it up, and then you bring it in. And we also encourage you to fill out the application online on your mobile device. It's going to save you more time when you come to the DMV.
That makes sense. Because frankly, Jaime, nobody wants to spend more time than they need to at the DMV.
Not at all.
Offense
Pat,
by that.
There's one thing I do want to make very clear to folks out there. There's been a lot of misinformation lately in the last couple of weeks, in fact, where the federal government has made it clear on how the DMV should receive the two proofs of California address.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already have a Real ID driver license or identification card, don't worry about it. We're going to ask you for your second proof of residency when your card is up for renewal. If it is active, it is not expired, the feds will accept it October 2020. So we want folks to know, those who already have a Real ID driver license or identification card, there's nothing more you need to do right now until you're up for renewal.
And is this all about security, Jaime? What's the point of this Real ID?
The point is the federal government believes that by having these minimum standards, and we provide, the public provides these documents, we verify the identity. If you remember what happened at 9/11 and how some of those hijackers went through and the identification they had, the federal government basically said, look, we want to make sure that when we issue these types of state licenses or identification cards, that we have enough data on each person to make sure that we know they are who they actually say they are, that they are a resident of this country legally.
Yes, very important to all of us. And of course, we're also wondering about the availability of appointments at the DMV. I mean, realizing that this is all going to be happening, you know, within the next year and 9 months, you know, should we be concerned about that?
Well, here's the deal. What we have done is we've opened up 62 of our field offices on Saturdays to help with anybody who wants to come in. And we recommend that if you have one in the vicinity, go Saturday afternoon. We're finding that after 2 o'clock, if you don't have an appointment, you're getting in and out of there in rapid time. If you want to make an appointment, look on your driver license and see when does it expire. And then 4 to 5 months prior, start looking for appointments. Don't wait till the last second.
Yeah.
I always say, how quickly will your doctor make an appointment for you? It's the same thing. They're very popular. But plan ahead. And if you plan ahead, you'll be ready. You'll be ready. Use our interactive checklist. Look for an appointment way in advance to come in. And the process will be very, very quickly. In fact, some of the people I've talked to who made an appointment said they were in and out and completed with their Real ID in less than 15 minutes.
Well, let's hope that that's true. And, you know, we all worry about Big Brother buzzing around us and now over our Real ID. But I'm happy to have the information. And we will be continuing to tell our listeners about this in the coming months and probably for the next year and a half.
And Pat, we're always here to work with you and get the word out to your listeners because we think this is really important. But what we want people to know is that the Real ID driver license and identification card is optional. if you don't have it by October 2020 and you're going to go fly, for example, and you have a passport or a passport card, the federal government will accept that as well. So it's really up to you what you want to do. Do you want to continue to use your driver license or ID card going through TSA security, or do you decide, I don't really need it, I'll use another form of ID that's accepted?
Okay, very good, very good. And we may need further clarification on this as we get closer, Jaime, so we may very well check in with you again. Thank you for the information this morning.
And thank you, Pat, for this opportunity to get the word out.
All right, that is Jaime Garza from the California DMV talking about that real ID, which is confusing for most of us. Hopefully a little light shed on it this morning.